Strange Dr. Weird.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps the cemetery outside this house has upset you. But there are things far worse than cemeteries. For instance, a ship at sea. A ship doomed by fate. As in the story I want to tell you tonight. A story I call Murder Ship. My story begins aboard a coastwise liner, the SS Arctic Star, as it slowly gropes its way through a thick, all-enveloping gray fog. On one of the decks of the liner, a man and a woman stand by the railing.
Now, look, Millie, you don't want to go ashore broke, do you?
But, Larry, I'm afraid.
I tell you, I saw this guy Abbott's bankroll. He's carrying at least $20,000 in cash.
Larry, it's too dangerous.
There's nothing to it. The two of us go to his stateroom. You hold his attention, and I let him have it with a knife. When we dock 2 hours from now, you and me just walk off the ship with the other 500 passengers.
But
we'll be on a train in New York with 20 G's in our pockets before they even discover the body.
Larry, I have a feeling that we'll be caught. Please give it up.
All right. That's the way you want it. Then you and I are through.
You don't mean that, do you?
I do. Unless you pull this job with me.
All right, Larry. I'll do whatever you say.
Abbott's stateroom, Millie. Don't forget what you're supposed to do.
I won't.
Hello, Mr. Abbott.
May we come in?
Why, yes, of course, Mr. Sanders. How are you, Mrs. Sanders?
Quite well, thank you. Larry and I would like you to have a drink with us before we dock.
Why, I'd like to very much, but I haven't much...
Surely you can spare a few minutes.
Well, if you put it that way, I guess... You stabbed me.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Now, where's that bankroll of his? Ah, here it is. Look at the size of it. And let's see.
Larry, let's get out of here.
9, 10, 12, 14, 16.
Oh, Larry, please.
18, 20, 21. A little over 21,000. Well, Millie, was it worth the risk?
Oh, yes, yes. Only let's get out of here. I have a feeling that something... Sorry, what's happened?
Felt like a collision with another ship. Come on, let's get up on deck.
Sorry, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm going to be able to open this door.
But it's the only way out of here.
It's jammed. Maybe I can break it down. It's too solid.
Well, if we don't get out of here, we'll go down with the ship. We'll drown.
Maybe if we yell, someone will hear us and break the door down with a
bat. Help! Help! What's that?
Help! We're in stateroom D7. The door's stuck. Help!
Oh, Larry, it's no use. It's no use unless it's behind the drum.
No, don't say that, Millie. Help! Help!
Oh, Larry, look. The floor of the stateroom's beginning to slant. The ship's sinking.
No, no, it's your imagination.
No, look. Water's coming in under the door. Oh, we're sinking, Larry. We're sinking.
Help! 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 Help!
Dr. Weir's mystery will be continued shortly. Say, by the way, Doctor, is mystery your sole pleasure?
Young man, what could be more pleasant than mystery?
Well, music, for instance. That's
music, why, of course. Have you ever heard my clanking of chains?
Doctor, I'm afraid you've got me wrong. I mean the kind of music men hum or whistle when they feel on top of the world. And, gentlemen, one of the many things that give you that tip-top feeling is the pleasure of being well-dressed. Perfect taste is the criterion, and in hats, there's nothing smarter than an Adam. From stem to stern, your Adam hat gives off that look of quality. You see quality in the carefully molded shape, and in the richness of the genuine all-fur felt, and in the subtle color shade. Next time you pass an Adam hat store or authorized dealer, stop in and try on an Adam. Once you see and wear an Adam hat, you'll agree that today, as before, Adam is one of America's outstanding hat values. Now, the good Dr. Weird.
And now I'll finish my story, Murder Ship. It's a half hour since the SS Arctic Star was rammed and started sinking. Trapped in the stateroom of the late Mr. Abbott, Larry and Millie find themselves waist deep in water. Larry, fear in his eyes, stands by the porthole, looking out at the water, which threatens any moment to burst through and claim their lives. In the eerie semi-darkness of the stateroom, Millie sobs hysterically.
Oh, what's the use? We're going to die. I know we are.
Don't say that to me. Look, the water stopped rising. Crash must have closed the ventilator grating. Room's airtight now, and the pressure of the air is holding the water back.
What difference does it make? We can't get out.
They may send divers down to rescue us. Like they saved men trapped in sunken submarines.
Yes, but no one knows we're trapped in here.
There's always a chance of something.
Larry, what's happened?
I think we've hit bottom. The ship doesn't seem moving anymore.
The floor of the stateroom. It's still sliding downwards.
Because the bow of the ship's on the bottom while the stern's above us.
Oh, what's keeping the stern up?
But the air pockets in the stern, just like in the stateroom.
Oh, I know we're going to die trapped down here, hundreds of people below the surface.
Millie, you must say that. There's always a chance of rescue.
No, we're going to die here. I know it. How long have we been trapped in here, Larry?
About 5 hours.
I'll be glad when it's over. We're dead. I can't... Larry.
Millie, what is it?
I thought I saw something go past the porthole.
Porthole? Let me see. Millie, there's a diver out there.
Does he see you?
No. I only had a flashlight or something to signal him with.
Your cigarette lighter.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, hurry, Larry, hurry.
Yeah. Oh. I'll have a light in a second. There.
Oh.
There.
Does he see us?
If only he'd look up. He's only a few feet below us.
I'll move the lighter from one side of the porthole to the other.
All right. Millie, he sees it. He's waving to me.
He's trying to signal something to us.
It's only up 4 fingers. Millie, you know what that means? We'll be rescued in 4 days.
How can they possibly get us out of here?
I don't know, but they'll do it somehow. All we have to do is hang on for 4 days, Millie. I'd better signal back so he'll know we understand.
Yeah,
look. He sees the 4 fingers I'm holding up. He's waving at
us. Yes, you're right.
Look, he's signaling to the surface. They're pulling him up. He's gone.
Oh, Larry, do you think they'll really be able to rescue us?
Of course. Send down a diving bell or something like that. I'll get us out of here, Millie. Only it'll take a little time.
4 days. Larry, what if the oxygen in here doesn't hold out?
Yeah, you're right. There may not be enough air in here to last 2 people for 4 days.
Oh, we'll just have to hope there is.
I'm afraid I can't afford to take that chance.
What do you mean? A knife?
Yes, Millie, a knife.
Oh, Larry, you're not
I'm going... afraid I must, Millie. Can't allow you to breathe the air that may save
me. Larry, no. I won't let them kill me.
Where'd you get that gun?
From my purse. Now, you keep away from me.
Give it to me. Here, give me that gun.
No, you're going to kill me. Stay away from me or I'll shoot him.
Oh, wait! You son.
Larry. Larry, I didn't want to shoot you. You made me do it, Larry. You. Well, now I'm alone. All alone, hundreds of feet under the surface. Larry. Larry, don't look at me like that. Larry, please don't stare at me like that. Stop staring at me. I can't stand in here any longer. I've got to get out of here. The porthole. I'll leave through the porthole. I won't stay here with you another minute. As soon as I open this porthole. I can't open it. It's stuck. We've got to find something to open it with. I've got to find something to open it with.
All right, Mike, take it easy.
I'll have your helmet unscrewed in a minute.
Then you can tell me whatever you have to say. Yeah. Take it easy while I take it off.
George. George, you'll never believe what I saw down there.
A mermaid, I suppose.
No, George. There are 2 people trapped in one of the staterooms on ship.
What's that?
A man and a woman. They're trapped in the stateroom on D-deck.
You sure?
I'm positive they signaled to me.
Well, I'll be darned.
By the way I figure it, they're only alive because their stateroom is an underwater air pocket.
How far down is that stateroom?
Yeah, the porthole is about 6 feet below the surface.
6 feet, huh?
Aye.
Well, that's a break. As soon as it's low tide, the porthole will be just out of water. We can get them out easy. Did you signal that to them?
Oh, sure. I held up 4 fingers to show that we'd have them out in 4 hours.
Fine. They're so close to the surface, we shouldn't have any trouble at all. In 4 hours, we'll have them out of there safe and sound.
This gun ought to force the bolt back. Just a few more blows and have it open. Then I'll be able to escape and get away from you, Larry. You won't be able to stare at me anymore. Just a little more and I'll have it open. There!
Millie should have known that as soon as she got the porthole open, the water rushing in would keep her from getting out. Too bad, wasn't it? Such a nice couple. But so unlucky to die in such a horrible way, only 6 feet below the surface. All because they couldn't wait just a little while longer. Their bodies are buried in the cemetery right outside my door. Perhaps you'd like to visit their graves and... Oh, you have to go now. Too bad. But perhaps you'll drop in on me again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.